It's Jade Colfe at the Colfe Man. He is back on the airwaves, here to talk all things world tennis. Two championships were decided over the last couple of days. The first one, we're going to talk about Vienna. I thought a little bit of a surprise there, a little bit of an upset with Lucas Pouille taking down Joe Wilfred Tsonga quite comfortably there in straight sets. So I would have had Tsonga the favourite going into that one there. But Pouille, who has probably had a pretty solid season, one would think. I think that was his third title of the year. But I think he's kind of gone backwards from where he finished up last year. He was looking to take that next step into the top 10, becoming an elite player week in, week out. But Pouille got the title there in Vienna over Tsonga in straight sets. Yes, it's the Colfe Man back here again. Yes, as I said before, Lucas Pouille, probably three titles this year, but he probably sits where he finished up there late last year in the area, obviously going into the Paris 1000, the Masters level event this week. So if Pouille can make a run deep there, you would say a pretty successful season from him. He was injured early on. The first couple of months of the season, had that injury in Melbourne at the Australian Open, it was reported, where he went down to my boy Alexander Bublik in four sets for round one. But Pouille, a solid performance. Be interesting to see how he goes this week in Paris against some of the big boys, and a good result from him will round out his season. Coming up next, I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about Roger Federer and Juan Martin Del Potro. This is Jade Colfe at the Colfe Man. It's the Colfe Man here, and we're here to talk about Roger Federer and Juan Martin Del Potro. Played a classic final, which finished up in three sets to Roger Federer there in Basel. A great spectacle there. And Federer got himself in a little bit of trouble in that first set where he served for the set. Del Potro broke back, a couple of sloppy points from Roger. And then the big Argentinian got the first set tie break and an upset looked on the cards. But Roger, he is moving incredibly well and he started to get his teeth into it in the second set. And, you know, playing indoors, Juan Martin Del Potro, a great indoor player as well with a big flat forehand. But Roger's the greatest indoor player still in the world. And he was able to get his teeth into the second set and fight his way back. And as the third set got underway, Juan Martin, he looked like he started to wear down physically a little bit. He started laboring a little bit. And Roger's movement and basically his firepower dictating with the forehand, he was superior. Some of the forehands that he hit there in that third set, you know, running around, you know, the inside in forehand, absolutely phenomenal to see. And Federer was able to hold on and get the victory and win in Basel once again. Now, Federer taking off this week at the Paris 1000, looking to freshen up. And he sits an amazing 49-4 on the season and wants to go out all guns blazing at the World Tour Championships in London here in a couple of weeks. It'll be a game, man, to bet against the great man, Roger Federer. Jade Colfe at the Colfe Man. We will get together, talk more tennis soon.